From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast where we talk about the week of weather to come. And it is Monday, March 2nd. We've got Joseph Dames here. Good morning.
We're flying through days and days and days. Now we're into March. Yeah, good morning.
We are. Everyone. You know, it still feels like the holidays were, you know, not too long ago. It's so interesting that it's March.
Yes.
It's mind-bending.
The main concern for forecasting was snowfall. We were just like, you know, really, you know, paving the way to the winter months and tracking, you know, are we going to see any snowfall? And as of still, what, March 2nd now?
Hasn't been much. I think we've seen a trace of snow, which is barely anything. Can't count that as a snow day, really. And actually, this morning, one of my friends here at Coin, Kelly on the web desk, was like, "Hey, Kelly, there's a snowflake on the iPhone app.
Is it up there again?"
You know, as I looked this morning on Saturday, there was a snowflake icon, and now it's back to rain. So it was never in my forecast, and I'm sure those models were kind of late to update for the weather app on the iPhone. But funny to see sometimes with that, when that little emoji pops up.
And I feel like it's been popping up a snow emoji like a week out.
Right.
You know,
it like happened
a couple times. Was that last week?
Yeah, either last week or a couple weeks ago.
It's the same scenario, right?
Right.
It came in, hey, we have a snow. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the iPhone app is ungood, and you should listen to us here on Coin or this podcast.
Definitely.
So also one thing to mention this podcast here, we're actually in our new studio. So our podcast room is being revamped and it's still in the works, and we're going to have some cool projects coming out of that studio here soon. So today, please excuse if the audio sounds a little different. We're on our studio mics instead of in our actual podcast studio.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the podcast.
Yeah, it looks
location.
Nice.
It just you know, it looks pretty nice.
It's yeah, and we'll have some cameras, I believe, in there too, so you can actually watch us record these podcasts. It should be pretty fun. Okay, let's talk about the weather ahead. So it's officially March. Joseph, do you have any stats on how this month looks?
Yeah, I think what there's two stats that, you know, kind of get me excited. And I think we might have actually touched up on this. But we start the month off around with an average high of 54 degrees. We wrap up the month with just an average high of 59. So we don't see that substantial of a gain as far as our temperatures go in the afternoon. But some way, somehow, we typically sprinkle a 70-degree day into the forecast. The average date that we usually get a 70-degree day is March 30th.
Right.
Last year, we got a 70-degree day in March 19th. So somehow, some way, even though our normal high is usually around the mid-50s to upper 50s, we find a way to have a fake spring day.
That is awesome and exciting. Yeah. And I think it's something to note that these average temperatures aren't, you know, the temperature that we will see every day.
Right.
It's just an average of a range of temperatures that we typically get this time of the year in this month. So yeah, there is a range, even though by the end of the month we on average, we'll clock in a temperature around 59 degrees. That could, you know, range 5, even 10 degrees. So I think these warmer temperatures, the real trend is there.
Yeah.
You know, we are finally warming into this month.
And we had a couple of days in February where we were above, you know, 10 degrees above our average. And that was only like 62, 63. But if we're 10 degrees above our average towards the end of March, that's that's pushing us to about 70. So
I believe we'll see some warmer conditions and 70 degree days this
but
month.
But really not in the forecast this week.
Not in the forecast this week.
I had one warmer day. That was Thursday. You as well.
Yes. Yeah. So looking at the temperature trend for this week, today starting out pretty chilly, upper 40s, but by Tuesday and Wednesday, we do see a warming trend. We're back to near average. That's about 54, 55 degrees. And then Thursday is the day that we could potentially see 60. And I think the big thing with our weather this week, because we don't really have a system to track until we hit late Thursday into Friday. Mm-hmm. That's going to be another surface low system that brings in a cold front, and that's going to bring some rain and then also some colder temperatures and mountain snowfall. So with that, we may see snow levels dropping to around the 1500 foot mark. And that could very well change too, but colder air moving in by the end of the work week, Friday into Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, just a note, by Thursday, you know, we'll probably top off near 60. By Friday, we're topping off in the upper 40s.
Yeah, so big cool down.
That is, yeah, some colder air, and it's going to be kind of similar to what we had this last weekend where, we only hit, I think, upper 40s Saturday and Sunday.
Right, so I think this week will start out a little drizzly, too. So there's still some lingering showers, a little bit of instability still from our last system that went through and a couple of systems nearby. So still a mix of clouds and maybe some damp conditions for our morning, but no real heavy rainfall or washouts or anything in that area or that range of rain starting this week. So kind of good there. If you want to get outside, I think the afternoons we'll see some good weather again.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it this week like a major roller coaster week, but we do, you know, we're in the 40s, like a baby roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Like you're on the beginning stages of wanting to be a roller coaster. It's like some 40s, 50s, 60s, back down to 40s, and then a bump of rain here, you know, some dry time there. So we're kind of, this is a transition week. This is definitely one of those late winter, early type of spring we're fighting for it weeks, but
and our official sunset is now beyond 6 p.m.
That feels good.
Monday it's 6 p.m. and then, you know, we'll build on a couple minutes of daylight every single day. So that sunset kind of pushing back. And also on Sunday, daylight saving time starts.
Oh, is that Sunday?
So that is this Sunday. Man. Yeah, it's coming up pretty quickly. So that's that thing where at 2 a.m, we switch our clocks forward 1 hour. Mm-hmm. So smart to do that before you go to bed on Saturday. Push your clocks forward so we gain that hour of sunlight.
So I will say for the month of March that we average about 3.68 inches of rain. And we'll see what we get this month. We are going to start off with some very minor showers this week.
Yeah, I think rain totals from now through Thursday mainly staying around a tenth of an inch. So just a sprinkle off and on. And then Thursday night, Friday, and then through the weekend, we could tack on maybe half an inch of rain. So yeah, it definitely picks up as we head towards the weekend. Yeah. So anything you're looking forward to in terms of spring weather? Kind of feels like it's right on the cusp.
I know it's right there. I actually am looking forward to warmer temperatures just in general, not to be, I'm super, but
yeah.
I think I kind of forget what like 70 degrees feels like and 80 degrees feels like. It's been so long. Mm-hmm. So I am honestly looking forward to just our first 70 degree day.
Yeah.
So I hope it happens sometime soon.
And it could happen, very well happen this month.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. last March we had snowfall.
That's true.
Early
in the month, yeah.
In 2017, we didn't hit 70 degrees till May. And so that probably felt like a very long winter.
Right.
I'm hoping we have an early spring this year. How about you?
Yeah, well, it seems like we've kind of had this roller coaster of a winter where it's been a little wet. It's been a little warmer. Haven't seen too much snow. So I'm hoping March kind of rolls that way. You know, maybe we see a bit more rain because we need it. Hopefully we can get some spring skiing in.
Yep.
But I would like to see that 70 degree day as well. So
Yes.
So I guess if you're going to be outside, the first half of the week looks pretty good. You may get hit with a drizzle at times, especially for the morning hours. But by the afternoons, mostly cloudy, drier. And then we hit basically Friday, and that's when we see some rain.
I think you should put that on a shirt. You may get hit by some drizzle.
Get hit by some. It's like the local rapper.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning into this podcast. We will catch you next Monday.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.